Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
So yesterday we talked a little bit about Mark chapter 5, and we're continuing that today. I think this is our first continuation.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It's a big deal.
It is. So Jesus is surrounded by a crowd. No surprise to any of us now. As you go through the Gospels, you're always seeing this crowd around him because
right.
his presence and power is just irresistible. It's so different than what anyone has ever experienced. And we discussed yesterday that the woman with a 12-year bleeding issue pressed into Jesus, and the power of healing was released. You know, it's so amazing to think then that Jesus stopped and took the time to recognize that healing. You know, he had been on this mission to take care of a young girl, and he stopped. And I think about that. First of all, did he not always stop? Did he... Maybe sometimes people were healed just by him going by. That's just a question that I've had. And then the other thing is, you think about Jairus, the man that he was on this mission for, to heal his daughter, and everything's been interrupted by this woman, but yet he can see that healing power go out and feel it. So, but it's just kind of this moment that's just held tightly as the reader goes on.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting because you have this kind of movie-like moment as all of this, you know,
right.
energy is building, yes. going to his house, and then this happens, and you're like, wow, this really works. And then it says that the household servants of Jairus actually interrupted his conversation with news that his daughter had died. And, you know, you have to think about how that had to make him feel, because
right.
all of this was going on and everything's okay, and we have Jesus and we see that he can do these miracles, and we're headed there, and then we get this, you know, really bad news. And it says that Jesus turns to him and he just gives him these two words: only believe.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that would feel like. You have to make that choice. You know, when you know your servants are not
right.
going to tell you that your child is dead unless your child is
right.
dead, you know,
yeah.
because they don't want to lose their position and all
right.
of that. And then to really zone in and focus on the fact of like, okay, my job right now is to believe.
Yeah.
Believe that my daughter is going to be living, that Jesus is going to heal her. And that would be a really hard thing. It was like, how's Jesus going to do this?
Right, right.
But then, you know, what's interesting is that when they enter the house, we're told that Jesus takes in him, Jairus, and also the mother and three disciples. They're not named. And they go into the room. And then this amazing moment comes where he takes her hand. And the hand is always a symbol of what we hold on to, what we... a release, and also, you know, just kind of that power that we have of receiving. And so he spoke healing in, and the Greek word sozo is used, which means that she was saved from death and healed. And this is this powerful moment of knowing that she's connected with Jesus, she's received life and released death.
And this amazing power was released from Jesus into the girl, which really underlines the words, only believe. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.